Good morning, good morning, and happy Saturday. Oh my God, I feel so amazing today. When I tell you, I just had the best day ever yesterday. Actually, all week was great. So, I am your host, and I'm going to welcome you to the Lioness Lounge. I'm your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner and founder of Takresha Blunt Coaching and Consulting, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet specialty tea company. All right, let's talk about it. It's Saturday morning. Oh my God, I feel so amazing. Y'all know I'm a part of one of the largest organizations in the world, which is the Order of Eastern Star. I have been a member since I was turning 19. So it's been almost 30 years. I feel amazing. My grandbody is Daughters of a Money Grand Chapter in Florida. We are Scottish Rite. I just love the order. And Daughters of a Money, when I came up with the name, we were originally Regular Grand Chapter of Florida. Once we left the regular body, at the time I told my associate grand matron, I said, hey, let's change the name so that we could take away from being regular grand and we, you know, we going in a new direction and a new grand lodge, yada, yada, yada. So we changed the name, and Amani basically means with God. We're walking with God, with purpose, with guidance from God. So I feel like the struggle that I have been through trying to build my grand body, trying to get women in Florida involved in being wanting to be a part has come to an end, because I started really asking God, listen, if this is for me, and if this is where you're guiding me, I ask you to help me get to where I need to be. And recently, I have been like, I had to pinch myself because I didn't believe it, that the numbers of, you know, my chapters grew like without effort. It just grew. People wanted to come with me. I just had another group of ladies that's reached out. They're going to come under us next month. I just feel so amazing that yesterday when I got off from work, me and my matron of my chapter, we sat down, we went over the calendar for 2023. We added some stuff on our calendar. Our league is starting. We have our tour starting. Just all the fun, exciting things that women can do. You know, as adults, we need things too. We need fun. We need excitement. We need a sisterhood that's real. We need growth help. We need, you know, a lot of times women are struggling with growth, and they're struggling with understanding how to be a lady and how to carry themselves and what it takes to really be a woman of purpose. And in my grand chapter as the grand matron, I really emphasize this. I even take some of my coaching skills and I push it into my grand chapter. Whether it's business or whatever, I help my ladies develop and grow. So I feel like everything that I have worked hard for is finally paying off. You know, it don't always happen the day of or the year of or a few years. It may take time because you got to be prepared and ready for that growth. And to be honest, I don't think I was ready back then. I wanted to have a larger grand, and I have had a larger grand. I had, when we first started the regular grand chapter, we had over 200 ladies. And due to the brothers splitting up and some of them taking their wives with them, and it's just chaotic, it was never with the grand chapter and our issues, we lost a lot of our members. You know, my largest chapter had about 40 people in it, and I lost that chapter. But that was because those ladies decided, you know, their husbands brought them in, so they wanted to stay with their husbands, and I only respect that. And all I could say to them, and I still talk to these ladies, the ones that are still alive, I say, you got to do what you desire to do and follow your heart and go where you desire to go. And I understand when you're married, to keep chaos out of your home, sometimes you do do what you have to do to keep the chaos out. So instead of being angry and upset with those ladies, I have been their mentor since 2009, I have been their mentor. Because I maybe 2010, I started working with them, and I always help them. And where they are now, when they get stuck with stuff, or they need a workshop, or they need for me to help them with something, I'm always an open door for them and any of my members. I got members that's coming back that thought that it was going to be better somewhere else, and then they realized, hey, Grant, you know, you really gave us what we needed over with you. And now I realize I didn't follow my own mind, so now I want to come back, if you don't mind. And I don't hold grudges against people. That's the thing. Like, I don't hold grudges. I only have one person, maybe two, that I would never be associated with. But outside of that, I don't hold grudges against people. You know, long as you don't bring drama, I'm okay with it. Because we're all about a sisterhood. I am so excited that I'm launching our golf league for 2023. This is going to be something, and we're going to have our PGA. I'm going to rename it, but our PGA is going to be doing our anniversary weekend every year. So that's something that's big and exciting that's coming. Amongst all of the Eastern Stars that I'm connected with in social media, we have started our podcast, which is phenomenal to me. We will be discussing general information about the Eastern Star, how you can join, what we're about, the community service and involvement that we do, the fundraisings and why we use fundraising, the scholarships that we offer to kids going to college or what have you. we have so much going on. We're going to have a career fair in our Daughters of Imani Grand chapter. We got two that we're planning for next year that is going to be amazing, to help people. Everybody's not meant to for college. Some people want to get in there and get working, and due to my nature of work, I'm putting together a career fair for us, to help the community. We are spreading again through Florida, which is amazing. Now we go Homestead, Florida. I'm working on Miami. We have Tampa. We have Orlando. We have Sanford. I'm working on, well, we have Ocala right now, but she's relocated to Vegas, and she will be one of our chapters at large. They'll be out in Vegas because she doesn't want to go under anybody else. I offered to place her somewhere else, and she said, nope, I want to stay right where I am if all possible. So our grand body will go out there. I'm in talks with some ladies from Georgia, same situation, not sure what they're going to do. But just like I told a young lady, if you guys do not decide to go with us, that is perfectly fine. I will be here to help if anything. If you ever need anything, we're here to help out and support. I'm all about support and community. Oh, I'm saying I'm working on Miami. We, technically, Miami is there. Working on, I really want to build Orlando up, but not just Orlando, throughout the state of Florida. I want to get chapters, because it's such a beautiful thing when we all come together. If I get three chapters in an area, then that's my district, my zone, my community for us. And then the three chapters in another area, three chapters here, and it doesn't have to just be three. It could be three or more, or four or more, or what have you. I just want to see the beauty of the organization that I have dedicated my life to grow to other people. We're not boring. We do have fun, but I'm all about education and learning first. Once you learn and you get the understanding of what you're a part of, then the fun begins and the everything rolls out. One of my matrons reached out to me, and I get this all the time. Grant, I'm going to stop telling you ideas we come up with. As soon as we tell you, you put us over that. Yes, we're going to work. So if you bring me an idea, like one of my ladies brought something, she wants to do a community thing every year, we're going to be doing that. Her and I have already started purchasing stuff for this event without even releasing it because she's still putting it together, but it's going to be amazing. The ladies down at Homestead, I am so excited to get them. It's going to be amazing to have them. She even, you know, said, well, the people from this affiliation reached out to me finally, and I don't know what to do. My response to that is follow your heart. Do what you desire and go where you desire. She said, well, I want to be with you. I don't want to go with them. I want to be with you. I feel like God put me here for a purpose, and I feel like it's going to be amazing. Well, then let's rock on. Let's do this. We're going to have a great time. I'm all about educating my members so that they understand. But one thing I am not is a 30-year, almost 30-year member that claims to know it all. I don't know it all. I still learn. I still have to study. I still have to research stuff. I want you to teach me something. Show me something that I don't know. If I messed up on something, point it out. So we are a relaxed grand body. When I say relaxed, we're family. I can't wait for this tour. We're going to invite the outside to it. It's going to be 4 times in the year. And it's just going to be just over the top, extra good. And yeah, I'm so excited. So with that being said, I just wanted to come on and tell you that there is greatness in being a member of the Order of Eastern Star. Florida is one of the hardest states I have ever seen to grab the attention and get people to be interested in becoming a member of such a great and wonderful organization. We are amongst millions of members from different affiliations. The only way I can explain affiliation without you being a member is saying, think about church and how you have your Baptists, your Christians, your Pentecostals, or what have you. It's kind of the build up like that, where everybody is either one affiliation or the other affiliation, and I happen to be AFNAM, five letter, the brothers are, and we are Scottish Rite. Scottish Rite basically is what line we follow far as our organization. We don't just have the Eastern Star, we have higher degrees. We call them degrees. So you become an Eastern Star, then you become a Queen of the South, then you become an Amaranth, then you become a Heirs of Jericho, then you become a Lady Knights, then you become a Daughters of Sphinx, Rose of Seven Seals, and in between we might have the White Cross and the White Shrine. So all of that builds up our organization. The higher you go up, the more you get to see and things change. We do not worship anybody, even though you hear the word worshipful master in there. That is just a name of a title. I had an old member of mine that's trying to come back after she get herself together. And she said, this young lady that we both mutually know, she's on there talking bad about the Eastern Star. So I went to go see what she was saying, but the video is not there anymore. And I guess she was bashing Eastern Stars and sororities and what have you. And that's fine. You know, a lot of times people who don't know have so much negativity to say. This lady's never been an Eastern Star. She's never been in a sorority. But because she has found God, and because she has, I don't know, she has became such a holier-than-thou person, she wants to bash something that is great. We give back. We do community service. We do not worship anybody. We do not sacrifice anybody. All of those myths are myths. We do not do that. It is a beautiful thing. We even have a youth organization, which our youth group, our Junior Stars, will be starting next year. We will kick off our Junior Stars in January. So it's like when we look at it, people who don't know things will be the main ones that always have a problem with things. And it's sad that it has to be that way, and it's nothing that we as people can really do, but allow them to do their own formulation, and those that listen to them, kudos to y'all, and y'all stay over there on that side and let us do our stuff. You know, some of these people that are so deep in the church, you never see them in the community giving back. Some of these people that are so deep in the church, you never see them lending a hand to help anybody unless they in the church with them. And they sit in a church. I can recall having a lady that was older than me, that was one of the members under the jurisdiction I originally came in under, have struggling with her lights and her lights being off. And she went to her church. And the church, you know, they did this whole interview process with her, which I thought was weird. And eventually they told her, we can't help you. So now she's sitting at home in the dark with no lights, and me being who I am, I went to the members in our jurisdiction and I went to our district and I say, listen, we need to raise X amount of dollars to help such sister such and such out to get her lights back on and help her out. We raised that money in a day and we went down and we paid her light bill and she was forever thankful. But see, a lot of these churches and people who bash being a part of something that they never been apart. And they just feel like because we meet in secrecy that we're creating or doing something that is from not of God, which isn't the case, because truthfully, all we're doing is helping and helping each other and doing the work. Our teachers and everything come from, we're built up off of the Bible. But it doesn't mean that you have to be a Christian. You could be a Muslim that joins. You could be, long as you're not atheist, is what we strive for. There's so much. So what do we have coming up? Oh, so we're doing our podcast. This is something new. I introduced it to a mixed group of Eastern Stars that come from every different direction, states, and everything. I made a post to them and I said, let's do a podcast where we just talk about what we have coming up in our chapters, our grand chapters, asking for support, telling the community who we are, how they can reach us and everything. And lo and behold, there's a lot that said they wanted it, which is amazing and great. So next Friday, we're going to have a kickoff call, but our official podcast is going to start in September. We're going to have a kickoff call. This kickoff call is just going to be a basic introduction, letting people know who we are, where we are, what chapter we're part of, what grand chapter we're part of, who our grand matron is, and who our worthy matron is, and going from there. So that's something exciting that we have coming up. I am going to invite others to join our league that we have coming up. It's for the females, but for our patrons and stuff to join us as well. So the brothers are welcome. It's a twist on a golf league. So I'm excited. I'm just excited. Like, if you ever been around me, like I'm a part of another organization, I go over and above when I create and design. And a lot of people be like, you really need to start doing events for just the general people or whatever. And I might, you know, I don't know yet. I might, because I do enjoy it. And we always have fun and it's always themed and everything is themed. When I teach and we have our school of lessons within our Daughters of Imani Grand Chapter, they're all themed. It's fun. It's just a big fun weekend that we have a great time in. So with that being said, come to Clubhouse. Look for the Sisterhood Lounge. The Sisterhood Lounge is the name of it. Join us. Or go to my name and look at the clubs that I have and come and join one of my clubs, which is either the Sisterhood Lounge or one of the other ones. But the Sisterhood Lounge is all about the order of the Eastern Star and the goodness that we bring to the community and everything. My goal and my mission within this organization is to change the outlook on who we are and what we do, and letting people know that it is greatness within. Just like anything else, you might have a few bad apples here and there, but for the overall thing, we are something committed to greatness and good. Usually this time of year, I'm in Chicago with the Grand Chapter up there. I have never missed a Grand session. This is the first one because I am on a big assignment for my job that I could not leave. And I couldn't miss, I hate that I missed their Grand session. I really do. And I'm wishing Shira Grand Chapter and Hiram Grand Lodge great success this weekend. So far, it has been beautiful from the pictures that I've seen. Those ladies are amazing. Those guys up there are amazing. It's like family when I get there. They, you know, we get along good and everything is just beautiful. That's not my Grand Chapter. That's Grand Matron Bradley's Grand Chapter, but that's why I say we become a family. Daughters of Imani is families with Shira Grand Chapter. We're families with Queens of Queens. We're family of Kings of Kings. We're family of H.B. Turner. We're family of New Life. We're family of Royal Queens Grand Chapter and all of the different ones. Just a lot. It's a lot. Regular grand bodies with family of. So it's so much greatness in being a part. My old grandmaster, he's at his Supreme session right now in Atlanta. He's having a great time. Grandmaster Smith. Like, we all just had a good time. Supreme Grand Matron Davis in California. I just spoke with her the other day. I just spoke to a Sovereign Prusin in Illinois. I talked to the Grandmaster of New Jersey all the time. It's just such a beautiful thing to have such a great community of wonderful people that are there. And we're like, oh, and Grand Matron in Indiana, they're having their backpack giveaway today. So if you're in the Hammond, Indiana area, you can go up and see Grand Matron Lottie Boss. She has her Hadasha Grand Chapter. I got a chapter in North Carolina that I'm friends with a lot of their members. So it is so much involved in this and all the greatness involved in this and different things that everything is just beautiful. So. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Something happened. This car pulled in front of me and talking about something. I don't know. But anyways, I invite you all to learn about the Order of the Eastern Star in your area. This is something my grandparents on my mother's side was a part of. My grandmother and my grandfather. And I hate that I wasn't able to join to let my grandmother see me. But I know she's smiling down and looking at her grandbaby and saying, I knew she could do it. I can recall going to my granddad and saying, Granddaddy, I'm going to join the Eastern Star. And he was like, okay. You know, he didn't show no expression. He just said, okay. And I joined. And I said, Granddaddy, I joined. I got initiated. And he was like, okay. And that's all he would say was, okay. So for a couple of months, he kept, you know, he didn't say anything. And I was telling him, Granddaddy, we had meeting and, you know, we getting ready to do this kind of fundraiser to go to do this. And I'm going to the Supreme session that's going to be in New York. And I'm all excited. And all he would always say is, okay. And one day my granddad called me and he said, what are you doing, Tacky? Because he always called me Tacky. That was his name, Tacky. And I would say, nothing, Granddaddy. And he'd say, come by here. When you get off of, when you get up, I said, well, Granddad, I'm off, so I'm on my, I come, I get ready and get the kids ready, and I'm on my way over there. And I went to my grandfather's house, and I'll never forget this. He said, let them kids go outside and play. And I said, okay. So they went outside, and they was playing in the yard. He told them, don't y'all go out that gate, you know, how the older people do. And he said, come out here and sit down. And he pulled out this little box. He said, I've been watching you. I see you're serious. I'm going to give you your grandmother's stuff. And he said, her dress is laying on the bed. And I just started crying. And when I opened the box, it was her ring, her Eastern Star ritual, her Hands of Jericho ritual, some other items. And then when I went in the room, he had her white shoes, her white suit, her white dress, her black dress for funerals, her black shoes. He had a whole bunch of other stuff in there. And I said, "Granddad, I could really have this." And he said, "Yeah, I had to make sure you were serious about joining and being a member. And I see you serious. I see you go to your meetings all the time. They tell me up there that you ask a lot of questions and you show eagerness to be in there. So I wish your grandmother was here to see it because she'll be so happy. But I'm giving you all her stuff and you take good care of it." To this day, I still have my grandmother's rituals. I still have those dresses. They're in a bag. I have them in the back of the closet. All the items he gave me, I still have. I never part with my Eastern Star ring that he gave me from my grandmother. So I say at a young age, this molded me to be the woman that I am. Because I could have went a different way and kept hanging out with the wrong crew. But because I was learning from the older ladies and hanging with them, that's where I learned to drink certain drinks a certain way that were more ladylike. Like if I'm drinking a soda, I'm not drinking it in a paper cup. I'm drinking it in a glass and just all kind of stuff. So I invite you to find out more about the Order of Eastern Star. Join us next Friday evening. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific time on Clubhouse, where we will be talking and you will get to hear. There's about 50-some of us in the group right now. It will grow over time, but you will get to hear the greatness of the Order, who we are and what we have to offer. Some of our community events we have coming up, some of our fundraisers that you can support. Fundraisers usually help sponsor scholarships and community involvement, because when we're giving back to the community, we got to buy all that stuff. So when we're buying it, we use fundraisers to help buy that. So if you want to help, you know, some of these things, you can. We're always looking for organizations to partner with and stuff like that. So I am going to get off of here, and I am going to say have a wonderful Saturday. Stay safe, stay hydrated, be careful. We have monkeypox and COVID is still out here. So be safe. Have a great Saturday. Bye-bye.